listening to the channel show on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. CJSF is a non-profit campus and community radio station. We are currently having a fun drive week for the station. I have been volunteering at the CJSF for over 20 years. Please help CJSF by donating at cjsf.ca/donate.听众朋友，欢迎您收听CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的
The Chen Show。
CJSF 电台是一家非盈利的校园和社区电台，因为有这样一个平台，我们每周都能与您在空中相会。我们本周正在为 CJSF 电台举行筹款活动，如果您喜欢我们的节目，请捐款支持 CJSF。捐款的网址是 cjsf.ca/donate。
CJSF News Break。
各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
EU imposes up to 45% tariffs on China-made EVs. The European Union EU announced on October 29th that it is ready to collect extra custom duties on electric vehicles, EVs, made in China after month-long negotiations with Beijing failed to address the issue identified by the bloc's investigation.
欧盟对中国产电动车征收最高 45% 的关税。欧盟在10月29日宣布，在与北京数月的谈判后，仍未能解决该联盟调查中发现的问题，准备对中国产的电动车征收额外的关税。
The new duties of up to 35% on top of the standard 10% tariffs came into force on October 30th. These definitive duties will remain in place for the next 5 years.
新的关税最高为 35%, 加上标准的 10% 关税，自10月30日起生效。这些最终关税将在未来5年内保持有效。
The decision wraps up a year-long investigation that has found substantial state subsidies provided by Beijing across almost every part of the EV supply chain, from sourcing raw materials and manufacturing batteries to assembling cars and transporting them to ports. The commission concluded that Beijing's practices resulted in a threat of economic injury to the EU's automakers.
欧盟的决定结束了一项为期1年的调查。该调查发现，中共在几乎电动车供应链的每一个环节提供了大量的国家补贴，从原材料采购、制造电池到组装汽车和运输到港口。欧盟委员会得出的结论是，北京的做法对欧盟的汽车制造商造成了经济损害的威胁。
By adopting these proportionate and targeted measures after a rigorous investigation, we're standing up for fair market practices and for the European industrial base, the EU's trade chief, Valdis Dombrovskis, said in a statement.
欧盟贸易专员瓦尔迪斯·东布罗夫斯基斯在一份声明中表示，通过在严格调查后采取这些相称且有针对性的措施，我们是在维护公平的市场行为和欧洲的工业基础。
The final decision released on the Commission's website outlined the specific tariff rate for various automakers, which will be added to the standard 10% duty that applies to all imported cars.
在欧盟委员会网站上发布的最终决定中列出了各个汽车制造商的具体关税税率。 新增税率将加上适用于所有进口汽车的标准关税10%。
Chinese EV giant BYD will incur a customs duty of 17%, while Geely, owner of Volvo and Polestar, will see a slightly higher tariff, 18.8%. SAIC, the Chinese state-owned company that acquired Britain's MG, one of Europe's top-selling EVs, will face the steepest rate of 35.3%.
中国电动车巨头比亚迪将面临17%的关税，而拥有沃尔沃和吉星的吉利则面临略高的18.8%关税。收购英国 MG, 欧洲畅销电动车之一的中共国有企业上汽集团将面临最高的35.3%关税。
In response, China's Commerce Ministry said in an October 30th statement that Beijing does not agree with or accept the ruling.
中共商务部在10月30日作出回应称，北京不同意也不接受欧盟的裁决。
Beijing's foreign ministry said the EU's move will hurt the cooperation of industrial and supply chains between the two sides and undermine the EU's efforts in green transformation and global climate change mitigation.
中共外交部称，欧盟的举措将损害双方在工业和供应链上的合作，并削弱欧盟在绿色转型和全球气候变化应对方面的努力。
China has filed a complaint with the World Trade Organization, WTO, over the EU's proposal and held 8 rounds of negotiations with Brussels in a bid to avoid the tariff hikes.
中共已向世界贸易组织就欧盟的提案提出投诉，并与布鲁塞尔进行了8轮谈判，以期避免关税上涨。
The Commerce Ministry has initiated its own anti-dumping investigations against various imported products from the bloc, including pork and dairy, which could lead to tariffs on exports to China.
中共商务部已针对来自欧盟的各种进口产品，包括猪肉和乳制品等，启动了反倾销调查，这可能导致欧盟对中国出口的关税。
Beijing has imposed provisional measures targeting EU brandy imports, the Commerce Ministry announced on October 8th, days after EU leaders gave them the green light to the EV duties proposals. The EU has said it would challenge China's decision at the WTO, pledging to confront any unfair use of trade defense instruments against its economy with utmost seriousness.
在欧盟领导人批准对中国产电动车加关税的提案后，10月8日，中共宣布针对欧盟白兰地酒进口实施临时措施。欧盟表示将向世贸组织挑战中共的决定，并承诺将以极其严肃的态度应对任何对其经济不利的不公平使用的贸易防御工具。
By imposing these tariffs, the EU risks more retaliatory measures from Beijing. Yet analysts suggest that the tariffs could deliver a significant blow to the Chinese regime.
欧盟加收中国电动车关税，面临中共可能采取更多报复措施的风险。不过，分析人士指出，这些关税可能对中共造成重大打击。
David Huang, a U.S.-based researcher focusing on China's trade policy, told the Epoch Times ahead of the EU's announcement, not only does this move threaten the competitive edge of Chinese EVs in Europe, but it also sends a clear signal. China's strategy of leveraging state subsidies and exports to fuel its EV industry may be running out of steam.
美国研究员大卫·黄专注于中国贸易政策的研究，在欧盟宣布加税的决定前对《大纪元时报》表示，这一举动不仅威胁到中国电动车在欧洲的竞争优势，还发出了明确的信号，中共利用国家补贴和出口来推动电动车产业的战略可能已走到尽头。
Welcome back to the channel show on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. CJSF is a non-profit campus and community radio station. We are currently having a fun drive week for the station. I have been volunteering at the CJSF for over 20 years. Please help CJSF by donating at cjsf.ca/donate.听众朋友，欢迎您收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 The Chen Show。CJSF 电台是一家非盈利的校园和社区电台，因为有这样一个平台，我们每周都能与您在空中相会。我们本周正在为 CJSF 电台举行筹款活动，如果您喜欢我们的节目，请捐款支持 CJSF。 捐款的网址是 cjsf.ca/donate。 And now it's our time to introduce you some of the recently released albums by Canadian musicians. First, I'll bring you a music piece, a jazz piece, composed and produced by Dan McCarthy, and it's called Middle Western Night's Dream, which is from the album titled City Abstract, released in 2019. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 The Chen Show 的音乐节目。现在呢，又到了我们和大家分享加拿大音乐人新近发行的专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要推荐给大家的是来自Dan McCarthy 的乐曲，名字叫做 Midwestern Night's Dream。Thank you. Uplex is a song vocal by Kate Blanchard, and it's called Prairie Plains, which is from the album titled Under a Dancing Sky. Hope you enjoy. 接下来要推荐给大家的是来自 Kate Blanchard 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Prairie Plains。 And we're back to more Chinese music. Uplex is a song vocal by Lin Zixian, and it's called 认错, which means confession. Hope you enjoy. 接下来请大家欣赏来自林志炫演唱的歌曲《认错》。
追逐